The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we're coming to you live from Dublin Zoo, which, of course, is contained within the Phoenix Park, which is the largest enclosed park in Europe. And it's host to sporting events, concerts, Bloom, many, many other events. And the man who is in charge of it all is Paul McDonald, who's the Phoenix Park superintendent. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What's your day like?
Busy, very busy at the moment. We've just finished up with Bloom, and we're just getting ready for a really big concert series now coming at the end of the week. But that's just our events. You know, we've a fantastic team of staff here in the park, from park rangers, gardeners, the guys going in and out, opening, emptying the bins, our guide service. So, like, we're looking after the trees, the grasses, the deer, the woodlands, all the animals, roads, you name it. And then we liaise with all of the various institutions that are here within the park. We're standing within one here, Dublin Zoo, you know, Garda Headquarters, St Mary's Hospital. That's a huge place here within Phoenix Park. Ordnance Survey, the President. We're privileged enough, we look after the grounds of the President there in Ors and Uachtaráin. So it's never boring anyway. There's always something, like, you can make a list out first thing in the morning, but that'll be gone by probably 8, 9 o'clock, probably like yourself.
The challenges you have every day, I mean, there used to be parking all along Chesterfield Avenue. That is no longer the case. You've got cycle lanes, and now you have a bus service running through. So traffic management itself must be a massive challenge, because you want people to come and you want them to feel comfortable coming.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose what we've seen is, what we see here in the Phoenix Park is a microcosm of what we see all around our townlands, villages, everywhere. People are getting out, they're cycling, they want to get to the destinations, whether it's parks, to the local shops, they want to go on bikes, they want to go on public transport, they want to walk. So we've been busy over the last number of years trying to improve these facilities to try and get people from A to B, get to the areas of the park that they want to. Now, if people need to drive to the park, they can still drive into the park, and there's plenty of parking for them. And in October 2023, we brought in the first Dublin bus. So that's operating now for about 18 months. And that will bring you from Houston Station, and it'll stop here at Dublin Zoo, bring you all the way up into the Phoenix Park Visitor Centre and back down again. So you can come up, spend your day, walk around, do what you want to do here in the Phoenix Park, and then get back in the bus and then join back in with the Lewis down at Park 8th Street.
Now, you mentioned you're responsible for the infrastructure of the park. Now, that would include everything that grows and also everything that grazes, in other words, the deer. How big a challenge is that? Because I see people approaching deer, and sometimes you might get dogs that would worry deer. How difficult is it to control the herd?
Yeah, look, there's no getting away from it. There are people out there that are unfortunately feeding the deer. I think it's a case of people see them as small, cuddly animals like Bambi, that scene in Disney films. They're not. People have to just remember that they are wild animals. You know, we have a park ranger service here and a deer keeper, and they're out constantly around the herd, and they're advising people to keep away. We've ran various campaigns. We actually are tied into a new campaign this year with Leave No Trace on Love No Place, or Love Your Place, and that's one of the key messages in that is to leave wildlife alone. So if you want to see wildlife, come and, you know, view them from a distance, 50 metres. You know, if a rule of thumb is, if you start to move and by you moving towards them has caused them to move, you're getting too close. Also, people with dogs are welcome here in the park, but if you're over near the deer herd, be sensible about it, put your dog on your leash. You're obviously being, like, so many people are attracted here. It's unique here in the Phoenix Park in having a wild deer herd. People here of Dublin, I'm sure they're so proud to have them here. So we're trying to educate public, young and old. There's huge amount of information on our website, FAQs. We're doing huge amounts of study with UCD. And all that information is there for the people to go online, read up about it. But what I suppose the take-home message for people is, you know, keep 50 metres from the deer at all time. You know, they are beautiful animals, and view them from a distance.
Now, this is a very mature park, and some of the trees are hundreds of years old. How often do you lose trees? I mean, are storms a problem here? Is ash dieback a problem here?
Yes, so we had some major storms in the last couple of months, as you know, and we did lose some trees. We have a team here on site that will look after the trees. Unfortunately, it is a fact of life and it's nature. Trees will come down. We will do our best to maintain the trees for as long as possible. It's not a case of we'll just go out and we'll cut it down and we'll leave it. The Phoenix Park is a designed landscape, so we do our best to maintain that designed landscape. We have ash dieback. Ash dieback is everywhere here in the country. There are other numerous diseases that are on trees as well. It's about managing it. Like if we all took the decision to take out everything that has a disease, we wouldn't have trees. Trees are fundamentally important to everything that we do here in the park and in our daily lives.
And do you have any sense of the numbers of trees you have?
Oh, I wish I asked John this earlier now, but it's definitely in the tens of thousands. We have 10,000, I'd say, easily trees. We were just talking about it inside myself and John, and someone has actually counted them. So I'm going to contact that person who has counted the trees to see if we can get that exact number.
Now, tell me about the resilience of the Phoenix Park. I mean, you've had bloom, which meant thousands of cars coming up, thousands of people walking, taking public transport and going into the bloom space. You're going to have Zach Bryan, I think over a three-day period, there's going to be concerts, massive numbers of people. How resilient is the park in recovering from those kind of experiences?
Okay, well, I'll probably take you back 7 years ago. In 7 years ago, we had bloom. In 2018, we had Ed Sheeran and we had the Paper Visit. And it came back very, very quickly. I suppose we're here on site. The main thing for people to understand is I will be here next Monday morning and Tuesday and Wednesday and every day after that. So it's my job to maintain, protect the park at all times. There are areas where the concert site is. There's no getting away from it. When all the fencing and the hoarding comes down, there will be track marks, there will be a slight bit of damage. We work very closely with the promoters to repair that and have the park back to its pristine condition as quick as we can, because I will be talking with the people from Cabra, Chapel Izzard, Castle Knock, Stony Batter again all next week, and I know their love for the park will always be there, and I have a love for the park too, so we fundamentally want to always protect it and to keep it safe.
Now, some of the ways I used to go, cycle or drive or walk or run, I did one night orienteering event here many years ago, but some of the roads are now closed off through traffic, along the Furry Glen, for example.
Yes.
And that does create certain problems.
Well, I suppose the Furry Glen, just to go back to that, the Furry Glen is one of the most biodiverse areas of the Phoenix Park. So people can access it from both sides. There is car parking there. What we have found now is there's more and more people are walking in the area, they're cycling in the area. It's safer. Children are there, they're going out, they're in nature. We have a Knockmaroon Biodiversity Centre in that area where we have a full guide service, and they will bring school tours, they'll bring children, they'll bring parents, families out and around and teach them all about the biodiversity that's in that area.
So it's better to be traffic-free?
It is better to be traffic-free. You know, it is. It is working well. It's bedded in well. I think it's in place now since 2021. We've also changed here in the North Road, just outside Dublin Zoo, one way as well. So there are changes that we're making, but we're reallocating that road space then to people that want to come by bike, so that people now have options. We spoke about the bus. We're trying to give people as many options as they can to access their local park. And I suppose the one thing about the Phoenix Park is it's local, it's national, and it's internationally important for everybody. You know, the people here that are local, people from Cork all over the country, to come here to visit Dublin Zoo, they need to be able to get in and out. And then, you know, you'll often see pictures of the Phoenix Park for, you know, for advertising Ireland abroad and stuff like that. And it will be the Phoenix Park that will be used.
And it's well used. I mean, coming up here this morning, even at the crack of dawn, there were people out jogging. There was a fella at the base of the Wellington Monument skipping. It was a hive of activity even at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and we've seen a huge change since COVID. And I think a lot of people, I won't say they discovered the Phoenix Park, but definitely people probably had a change, and they come and they use the parks a lot more, not just Phoenix Park. If you come here on Saturday morning at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, the number of runners that are here is unbelievable. And is that not what our parks are for? Our parks are for recreation. People go out, meet their friends, enjoy, whether it's running, walking, cycling, whatever. But it has definitely changed. There's, like, we have over 2 million visitors to the Phoenix Park Visitor Centre area each year. And that's just that area of the park. So you're talking probably multiples of that all throughout the park.
Well, Paul, it's a great job you're doing. Paul McDonald, who is the Chief Superintendent of the Phoenix Park, thank you very much for joining us here at Dublin Zoo.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.